I'm starting also. Okay? So start now. Okay. Just want to, I just was amazed, okay, looking into what's going to Geneva and Kefil and Rambam, and how he plays it out differently, possibly between Mishroshim and Minyan Mitzvahs and Mishneh Torah, and Oshem Vadai, Mi'ila, what's going on at Chaimish, where is the Chaimish, okay, and Gzela, where's the Chaimish, and what's going on, okay? So all these things are, it's up for grabs. And as we go on, we'll see about that. Okay, so it's like this. Umehem mashitzivonu yis'ale, shenan ishan, going back, I'm just going to go back. Shenan ishoiva alehem b'memoinoi levad v'loi begufoi. So it's an Einish moment. What's the Einish moment? The Einish moment could go and shekonas. Go and shekonas. Begazlin tesefes achoimesh. Uveganav tashlume kefo mashagonav. Oh. So it's very clear over here. It's very clear over here. It's that we're talking about Chaimesh of Gazlan and about Kefil of Tashlumi Kefil. Okay? Correct? Okay. So here now, let's just go slowly. I just want to go through, and then we'll see maybe about Oshem, and we'll see what we're gonna do. Okay. Now is like this. Let me just take a second. So we'll take a second. I don't know what happened here. Something happened. Okay. Pashtus, according to the Rambam, the Einish of Tesefes Chaimesh is an Einish for the love of Gzela, correct? And it is true in Sefer Mitzvahs that he puts Kefil together with Gzela. I'm sorry, Chaimesh together with Gzela. One second. Okay. It is clear over here that we're talking about Chaimesh of Gzela, and the Rambam puts in the Minyan HaMitzvahs the Chaimesh of Gzela in Veheshev, in Kuf Tzadi Dalad. He sits Ivonu Lohoshiv Es HaGzela Bi'atzmo, Im Hi Nish'eres Bi'atzmo, V'Tesef Es Chaimesh Oles Es Domer. Correct? So then L'Chayru the Shavua is only T'nai, and it's part of Veheshev and Shalom HaYisrael. So this sounds okay. But if you begin to think about it, it's very odd, okay? Because if it's an Einish, and the Sug Einish of Chaimesh, L'chera, it's not part of the general broader umbrella of the Heshiv, it's a separate mitzvah called Tesef, because he's talking about the mitzvah of the Einish. Or there's a mitzvah of Einish. This Einish, Dal Mises Bezdin, Malkus, he's telling you that the Min HaEinish is, that's the mitzvah. So the Chera, Once he moves to Sefer Mitzvahs and says that everything's unsubsumed under the Heshiv, when he says, okay. So you wouldn't say Loseis Domer im Nishtanis is an Oynish, okay? And giving back the Ben is also not an Oynish. It's all one thing. L'cheira, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's a Chazorah, and the Oynish of Chomesh is something else, B'chol. The Oynish of Chomesh is for Mi'ila and Tchuma. One mitzvah says, listen to this. And that's the mitzvah of Chomesh. L'cheira, it's not a reflection of what he's saying in the Shoshin, and L'cheira, things have changed. It's a reflection of what he holds when he's writing the Minyan Mitzvahs. And that's what he says in Mitzvahs Aseh, in Minyan HaKotze, first of all. It's very clear. Minyan HaKotze, Kuf Yud Ches, Aseh Kuf Yud Ches, Lohisif HaMoyel, O Oichel Tum HaChoymesh Al HaKeren Ulach Zira, Shenema, V'Eis Asher Chotem Min HaKledish Yishalim V'chule. So it's mi'ilo and tum, correct? And in Minyan HaMitzvahs, you also find the same thing in Kuf Yud Ches. Hishivon l'shiyeh kol hanenem in a hektish o oichol kedesh koima hatumo b'shkogo mishalem ma she'ochol o shiyeh ma she'nenem b'tesefes choymish o mis'ale v'ezeh she'chotem in a kedesh yishalem b'chamish to yisiv olo v'omah gam kein v'ish ki yochol kedesh b'shkogo. Okay, so he puts these two things together because it's a one inyan in inyone atera. Okay, the tashlume chaimish. Okay, so if you talk about the oynish of chaimish in minyan mitzvahs, since the Rambam puts in gzela the chaimish together with beheshiv, and here lechera. In Truma and Mila, L'cheira, there's a change. Okay, that's what I would say.
But this is not an onish based in gives. This is the priest himself.
Who says it has to? Who says a korban is an onish that Bezin gives? You know, I think we felt, we were not sure at the way he, it is true, the way he formulates it in the minyan over here in the Shoshim, shenitztavinu, shenikneis, it's Bezin in the Shoshim. But you can imagine there's an oynish here in the minyan. The oynish is the on the person, like korban, right? Because you, l'chera, you understand yourself, it's going to be a very difficult case to make to say that the issue over here, okay, that the issue over here is to make Gzela and part of the Heshiv together in the Shtanis, and that call that mitzvah and oynish of Chomesh is a little bit odd. I would say, l'chera, things have changed. We have to ask ourselves how in the Shoshim, what would have happened with the minyan? Okay. We have to ask ourselves how that would have happened, what would have happened. Would there be a mitzvah Heshiv? What happened exactly, okay? That's what we have, correct? Now, the question is, what happens in Mishneh Torah? Okay? What happens in Mishneh Torah about Chomesh? What happens there? Close the door. I'm sorry. Okay, it's not necessary anymore. We should leave it open. Sorry.
No,
in Mishneh Torah.
They're coming. It's good.
Yeah. In Mishneh Torah, There's no mitzvah miyuchedes of chaymish in Mishneh Torah b'chol. The minyan is still tayag, but a mitzvah chaymish is no such thing. Okay, I'm just trying to tell you, there are amazing things going on. You take things for granted, okay? Because the Mishneh Torah in Hilchos Mila, it's part of the Din Mila, which we'll see. You look at the beginning of the Prote Mitzvahs. He says, Yesh b'cholim sholosh mitzvah zehu pirton l'shalim ha-moyel asher chote b'tisefes chomesh v'kolben v'zehu din ha-moyel. So the tisefes chomesh and kolben l'chere is not what's going on here, correct? And I think Truma just fell off. Because I don't think you're going to find the Truma anything about Chomesh in Hilchos Truma. Okay? Check it, but you'll see. Okay? So the world's turned upside down. Okay. So that's, Mila is out. Okay? So you have two other options. If you look at the parsha of Oshim Vadai, there are three cases. Okay? In the parsha, there's three cases of Tesefes Chomesh. Okay? In the parsha. There's Mila, and there's Gzela, and there's Shavuos Pekodim. We haven't talked about Shavuos Pekodim yet, okay? So let's just, everything is fair so far, but just amazing, you know, because, you know, the problem is you take everything, you know, it's like you tell a child something new that the world's upside down, and since he doesn't know anything, so that's the way it is. So he's not questioning anything. So you have to learn to question. That's the first thing. You know, don't take anything for granted. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gzeila, Alocha Aleph in Hey, Kol Agrizel Eschaveiro Shavaputa Oibu Loisase Shenema Loisigzo Vein Loik Alav Zeh Shakos Niskalase Shim Gozel Chayiv Laharzi Veishav Gzeila Shagozel Afin Sov Vuchule 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 So the chayv is changed that the domim is not a kiyum mitzvah; it's only tashlumim. But that's the monogate that we do the mitzvah of Asher. Correct. Next. V'chol hagrizo. Okay, halacha hey, kol agrizel chayv laharzeh gzeil atzmo shem v'hesh v'zeil shegoza v'im ovdo inishtanis mishalom demer v'in shehidni piyat v'shalom piyagor gogoza hari zeh chayv v'shalom akerim b'lvav. Okay. There's no mention of chaymesh in Perek Aleph. Okay. Where does he mention chaymesh? He mentioned Chaimish in Perek Zayin. And you know what he's talking about there? He's talking about the din of Asham Gzelis. Perek Zayin Alocha Aleph and Beis. Call me Shenischayim Momel Lechaveiro Yisrael V'kofo Bo V'nishba Al Sheka Hari Zechayim La'achzel Akeron Shekofo Bo V'tesef Es Chaimish V'chayim B'kom V'wandiko Asham Gzelis. Echra Grizel or Ishek or Shivei or Shehivkir Etzloi or Nishba Aveda Vechicheshbo or Shehoisa Beineim Shutves Bechule Venisha Kol Shadova Shilohide Chayiv Lishalim Bedin Vekofa Venishba Mishalim Keren Vechoymesh Shneem Vechicheshma Mishim Pikodim. Okay, so basically Shvuas HaPikodim and Gzela is one halacha, correct? And Lechera, there's, it's somehow part of, he's talking about Shavuos, he's talking about the Asher, okay? And I have no clue over here what it is, because there's no separate, he's talking, because, you see, if you say it's part of the Heshiv, so you say, no. But once you put it together with Shavuos HaBikot and everything else, the only way to place it is to place it in Oshem Vadai. And both Shavuos HaBikot and Gezeilah Oshem Vadai. So L'chairi is, there's no mitzvah of Chaymesh in Mishneh Torah. It's one of the dinim of Oshem Vadai. Okay? And it might be one of the dinim of Achilles Truma. But I don't think it's a separate mitzvah list. Maybe it is. Check it out over Achilles Truma. Okay? That is... Okay, so the Rambam has turned the world upside down. Shroshim, Mina Mitzvahs, Mishneh Torah. Okay? That's all fair, correct? The other thing, I didn't do anything, correct? Just the Diyukim, way he writes it, how he writes it. So you see something about it, correct? So the Chira, let's just try to deal with what he's saying in the Shroshim itself. In the Shroshim, he's talking about Gezeilah. So you get the impression that Mi'ilo, the Chaymish and Mila, is a din in Oshem Vadai. The Chaymish in Shavuos HaBikodesh is a din in Oshem Vadai. Or, but in Gezeilah, it's different, correct? That's what it has to be. And the Chaymish is in the parasha. The Torah only talks the discussion of Chaymish is in the parasha of Oshem Vadai. Two parashas here. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimo, Nefesh Kisimo Mal V'Choto B'Shkogo B'Klid Kodesh Hashem, V'Yves Shomal Hashem El Tomi Menatzoyim Be'Akocho V'Chule, V'Eis Asher Choto Menakleid Shishalim V'Es Chamishon So Yosef Olov." Okay, say the Moshem. Asher Milos. Then in the middle over here, we'll come back to this later, there's a parasha of Oshem Tolim, like in the middle of nowhere. Okay. Then comes Oshem Vadei from everything else. Nefesh ki sechato omolo ma'al bashem, v'chichesh ba'misu v'kodna v'sumas yod, o begezel. So again, it's part of the Pashas Osher. So the question is, Gzela. I skipped the pasuk, and that's the pasuk Gezeilah. Okay. So how did he do? How did he pull this one off? That Gezeilah is different. So lechera, because it says v'hoi ki yechte v'osher v'heishiv v'chulei. Oh, mikol shishava. He says, oh, mikol shishava l'v'sheka shir moise v'roish chiz reiz olav. Because it says, let's see. Oh, boy, he sechte v'oshem, v'esh v'zeh asher gozol, oy oshek asher oshek, oy esh b'kol asher hofkat, oy say, oy esh aved asher motza, oy mikol asher yishav olov l'sheke, v'shilim es oy say b'roishe, v'chamish liyosim olov. Okay? So even the chamisha say is not mentioned in any way peculiarly by Gzeira. By Gzeira, everything is the same. So I'm pulled Gzeila out of the hat here. Okay, how do you get it from Pesukim? So I could have imagined that you ask yourself a question. Ve'eshev Gzeila Shagozal, that should be a mitzvah. That's part of the Seder of Moshe, correct? However, the Matik Yashmur, and that's how the Ram quotes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, how do we know the Beheshev? He has to prove the Beheshev of the Mitzvah. It's part of Asher. So since Chazal said, the Matik Yashmur said, it's Lav Nitzvah Lasei, we reinterpret the Pasuk, Ki'ilu, does it not say Veish of Gzela Shegoza? Okay. So you know now the Gzela is different. That's very nice. Okay. So I ask a question. So we know that the Veheshiv is different. So if you do what he did in Minyan HaMitzvahs and put Chaimesh as part of Veheshiv, so I understand. But how could you extract Chaimesh and call it an Oynish and a Min Oynish and say that it applies to Gzela and use the fact that Matiki Ashmur said something about Veheshiv? That L'chayr is almost ludicrous. And that's where you get the impression of Ram's doing over here. You don't know what happened. You have no clue of what he did Veheshiv over here in the Mishrashim, because his discussion over here is about the Mine Oynshin. This is also amazing. Correct? Can I go on? Just trying to keep you, you see, you know, you walked away, you know, like he, you know, this is going to shoot him, right? Okay. So this, we don't know what's going on, correct? But the question is a good question, Yim. I'm allowed to ask a good question, right? It's good. No. It's a good question. Can you imagine if someone would say the opposite? You would say, you know, yeah. How do you do it? Correct? You know, that's usually the you know, if you can flip it and say, you know, no, then it's not a question. It's, you know, it's just it's you know. He can't imagine. Can you imagine something like can't imagine? Now let's go on. Now Geneva. Okay. So this Tashlumei Kefil, right? So the Chol should be a separate mitzvah of Tashlumei Kefil. Okay. And just to get us into it, if we look at me and our mitzvahs in the Reish Lamed Tes, Shnestavinu Bidin Haganov. Bidin Hagoini Shinigvo Mimenu Tashlumei Kefil. You'll notice, hello, that the word over there is Al-Shari or something like that. It's not even Alama. Correct?
Yeah, sure.
Correct?
They're all Shari here. This is the section.
Yeah, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, but you would not find it in the Heshiv wasn't like that, correct? It's not all like that. Redif is not like that. It's the end
of the Heshiv is Alamar.
Right, correct. Okay, you got it. Okay. So, she's okay, good. So he says, Tashlumei Kefil. Oh, Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha. Because we don't know what happened to Arba V'Chamisha over here. You know, you could say this way, you can say that way, okay. Oh, Nahal Gehu Imbo Bimachteres. Oh, Nimkerenu. So it means all the different options are part of the Dina Geneva. So if I ask you, in context of this, can you imagine that there's an Einish in the Torah as a separate mitzvah of Einish Kefil? Don't make any sense. Correct? And L'chaira, if you're ready to say that everything over here is an Oynish, he throws an Oynish of Kilu, you kill him. He's Bob Machteris. It's all the same thing. L'chaira, it's not, you know, the purpose of this show is to differentiate between different types of ancient, correct? So I have to think about this, okay? Now, I want to skip to something else. We'll come back to this. See, this is, you know, if you would like to finish this, but I just want to, see, the truth is, I just want to introduce, just because he mentions over here in the discussion before, he mentions that if it's a gazlan, it's chaymesh. If it's a ganev, it's kefil, correct? So we'll come back to kefil. Chaymesh I basically finished with. Kefil I want to come back with because I want to finish l'chol apochus osher vaday. Okay? And we'll see where we're standing when I finish with this, and I hope we'll have time for the next, but to get back to God. I'm just telling you, over here, it's like the world, it's almost tohu vavohu. Okay? Now, there is a separate mitzvah called Oshem Toli. Oshem Vada, I mean. Oshem Vada, correct? So I ask you, what's in the mitzvah? It's like Mi'ilah, and Gzela, and Shif Chalufa, and Shvur Sipikode. Correct? And that's exactly what you would expect in Minyan HaMitzvahs. In Minyan HaKotzer, in Ayin Aleph, Lakev HaShegi, in Mi'ilah, or Achriti, B'Gzela, Oy B'Shif Chalufa, Oy Shekof B'Kod B'Nishba, Kol Ben Oshem, V'Zeh Nik Oshem Vada. And more Barichos, you'll find it in Ayin Aleph, in the Minyan itself. Okay? And here it's Mistaba. Here nothing changed, L'chayra. A priori, we'll see this moment, okay? Because the Rambam puts this in the middle of all Einshei Korb. So it means Taken Einish. Exactly what you expected. Because the Rambam in the Seder, Samach Tes, Lahakri Vayochid, Korb M'chatas, Im Shogi V'mitzis, Lo Yisamini Min HaKotza, Shechel M'chores, Shlema, V'nefesh ki sechato b'shkogo. Ayin, v'akev ayochi korban in mistapik loy, im chota b'chet shechayom lo v'chatos, oi loy, chota, shenem bolo yodo, v'yoshen, v'hevi es ha-shomo, v'zandik osa oshem tolen. Ayin alef, v'akev ashoyu mi'ilo, o achoyte b'gzeilo, o b'shikha ufa, o ishikok b'kodet, v'nishba, chay korban oshem, v'zandik oshem vada. Ayin beis, lack of korban oil of yered, shnem lo yisasik, vim lo sagir yodoy, vim lo yisasik. So this is beautiful, correct? So nothing has changed, correct? Nothing has changed, correct? Okay. The interesting thing is, in Mishneh Torah, okay? Because in Hilchos Shkogos, exactly what you expect in the Pratei Mitzvah Hilchos Shkogos, there's Shiakov Ayochi Kov and Chatas Kavu Ashir Gosset, one. Two, Shiakov Oshem, Mishaloi Noidaloi, Im Chotah, that's Oshem, Vuzeh Aniko Oshem Tolu. Gimel, Shiakov Achoyte Oshem, Ala veris yiduos, v'nedik oshem vada. That's also okay. So that's exactly expected. Dalit shiakav achuti korban, ala veris yiduos, imoy oshe, v'zeh anik korban oleviyur. Okay? So it's mamish beautiful. Correct? No change. Mei menuchis. However, Rabbi Yisai, when you get to the Prati HaMitzvahs in Hilchos Milah, the world has gone completely out of control. Satram Hilchus Milo Yesh Bechol Shlosh Mitzvah Zeh Fule Vizel Pirton. Listen, Lashalim Hamoyel Ashechoto Bitesefes Chaimesh Vikorbon Zehudin Hamoyel. So keep count. What do you do exactly? Can you actually count the Korban Hashem twice? And what are you doing? What happened over here? Because it's very clear in the Minyan HaKotzer, that the Hashem, the meal is part of Hashem. The meal is part of that same Hashem Vada. And the emesis, that's the impression that you get in Mishneh Torah. Because in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shkogos, where he quotes those things you bring the Oshem Vadai, he quotes Mila in the middle of Perek Tes. So he's counting Mila twice, not enough to mean Mina Mitzvah, because you have the Chaimish, whatever it is. So what exactly happens over here? So the answer, Rabbi Isai, I think is like this. If you remember, the Torah has two parshiyos of Oshem Vadai, and in the middle, there's Oshem Tov, correct? Remember, there's the parsha of Mila, with the whole Chaimesh and everything. There's the parsha of Oshem Toli, and there's Oshem Vadai with Shvua and the Shvua Sepikodin and Gzela B'chulei. Correct? So the Rambam asked us, L'chira Mila, of the Chiv Korban Vadai B'teres Einesh. Since it's one inyif minyane atera, so l'chera, you shouldn't be machalik, correct? Between the Oshem Vadai and of Mila, correct? However, the Rambam asks himself, why is there parsha miyuchedes over here? And the Rambam, in the frame of reference of mitzvah saseh tzadi hei, of aforos nedorim, the shrana over there. Okay, that the Rambam was machadish, that there's a din of aforos nedorim, and the Rambam says in the Kriyat Haklala Biyodeh that every other case in the Torah, okay, that we have a din. This is the pshat, because the Torah, because hoil biyah kosev. What does it say? Biyah kosev v'osak boy, something like that. So the Rambam asks himself, if basically there's no din mi'ila, why did the Torah have a separate parsha of mila of Oshem Tolui, Oshem Vadai, together with the Chamish Asai? So Ram says that in terms of the mitzvahs hakrov, because so call, if you look in the mitzvah, excuse me, Ayin Aleph, he'll call it an Alama, and I assume that in Mishneh Torah it would be the same thing. This is a Tzivui to Mark of the Oshem. And since in this Tzivui it talks about, and even though it's a different Tzivui, okay, but it's a Tzivui from Oshem, and in Yoni Atera it's one in Yoni Atera, so it's one mitzvah. Is the chaparsha in the Torah of the, and he says it's the din hamoyel v'zeo aniko din hamoyel. That's what he says about that mitzvah. So he extracts the same way he extracted aforos nedorim. There's another mitzvah. There's a shrana of the din hamoyel, which consists of keren v'chomesh and the korban. So it means when a person brings, when the person is pays the keren b'chomesh, okay, on one hand it's a tnai and a kiyum in the Oshem Vadai, and the other hand it's part of the din hamoyel. But in the korban Oshem, the two kiyumim, there's a kiyum of the Oshem Vadai of the oynish, the oynish shebo, and there's a kiyum of Oshem B'teres the din hamoyel, and the Ram counts it as both. And it's a major change the way he looks at it in Mishneh Torah, Sefer HaMitzvos, and in the Shosh. Okay? Because no mention of moyel here b'chal. Okay? That is point number one. I'll be frank with you, when I realized this, that the answer, I was banging my head, I was marmish. It was yesterday. I said, what's going on over here? But I realized the Ram says din amoyel. The Ram says in Tzadi Hey Kol Mokush Nemutin, or the Shrana and the Parasha Sheosek Bo. The Ram learned the fact, especially that the Torah has a Hefsek Parasha and Oshem Toli in between. It's a Raidoch that there are two things going on over here. There's one common commonality that they're both the same, and in one thing it's different. Okay? Next. You know, if you're simple, okay? But this one. L'choy, I didn't say, you know, L'choy, that's what it says. Correct, I think. Zehu din. And what does the Ram say in Mishnah Torah by Forest Nadorim? In the Protea Mitzis, Hilchus Adorim Yesh Bechom Sholish Mitzis, Gimu, Shiofi Hanede, Oy Hashbua. Zehu din HaForos Nadorim, HaMapurish Beterish Beksav. And this is also Zehu din HaMoyel. Okay? Onwards. Okay, now, next. So that takes care. I want you to know, it's amazing. When I was looking at this, the truth is, I was absolutely dizzy because it's like, you know, if someone would have told me beforehand this was going on, you know, it's amazing. But the chayyid, you know, I don't think there's a way out of this. Now, next. And that's what he quotes in the Kishkabis. Perik Tes, Haloch Aleph and Ches. Al Chomesh Averis may be Korban Oshem, Vuanik Oshem Vada. Shahari Enoi Bo, Mishim Safik, Veilu Hain, Al Shifra Ufa Al Gezel, Veala Meila. Veal Tumas Nozi, Veal Mitzaras, you have to know what this is. But he has an Aloch Ches, Ala Meila, Ketzad. Kol anende b'shavaputa mina hektish marzir mashe nende v'yosim chomish v'yakiv oshem yischapeloi u'kfar b'yalnu b'hilchos mila shakov v'akerim ma'akvin akapor v'ein achomish ma'akiv. So what's this? Is it mila? Is it here? What's going on? Okay. So that is that. Okay. Now next. The Eifin, now going to the last, now I'm picking up where we left off last week. I'll get to Geneva. One second. I took care of Goslin and I did take care of Geneva now. We'll see if we'll finish it now. The Eifin, I mean, Amiti, Huma Shezachalti. Shia Komin, so the Minyan Amiti. Here, it's contrary to normal practice. Here, he's telling you, how do you do it? Not what not to do, and not to do what the Bahag, and not to do what the Kamoinim, but what you should do. The Eifin Haminyan Amiti. And Kapach says, Haseda Nochin. Nochin Amiti doesn't bother me. What he wants with Seda, and Lechoid should be Ofen, a Derech, but I don't know what he wants with Seda exactly. Okay? Who Mash is a Chautiv? Shia Komin Oinish, Mitzis Hasei. Achie Din. Tashrum Meganov, Mitzaseh. The Mitzaseh is not the Din Ganov, but the Din Tashrum Meganov. And then he does an amazing thing. She'anachnu, here it's we. And the Kapach, for some reason, adds an extra word over the Ani. If you see in the things, he says, Tzoch Loima Ani. And he says, you have to say Kloima. And L'choy is Kloima. Kloima, she'anachnu stavino, she'nechayiv zeh ashir. Okay? So I don't know, zeh ashir is multiple shurim, or it's zeh ashir, what the shir we're talking about. We're talking about keifel chesne. Okay? So, and it's anach she'nechayiv, it's stavino. And if you look at the stavino over here, the proper translation, excuse me, Nitzavinu is here. First of all, it's on Bezdin, Shanach Nitzavinu, Shinechayiv Zeh Korban. And the problem is, in the Posik, we don't know how this happened, because the Posik says, Kesef Shnai Mishalim, right? So it's going on the person. How this becomes a mitzvah on Bezdin and how it changes is an amazing feat. It is true that without the chiyuv of Bezdin, without the knas, there's no chiyuv. But that means that the mitzvah's on them. Imi motzi timotze biyod v'agenevo, misho ad chamo, ad se chayim shnayim yishalim. And here, if you look by Ganav, right, correct? By Ganav in Mishnah Torah, it's Al Shriya, correct? But here, he says Tzivui. Amal, right? So he calls it a din, he calls it a Tzivui. It's an interesting thing, correct? Is that right? That's what he says, no? Should I show it to you? You don't want to see it? What, you don't believe
me? Amal.
Amalna, that's how I said the word wardrobe. It's Amalna, here it is. The second line from the bottom, the second word.
Amalna.
Okay, say that. Okay, so now we're ready to go on, okay? It's a little odd, okay? Now, here we go. Let's try to finish this. Let's see if I can do it. Here, the Rambam, and that's the Torah, the Rambam puts Geneva in Mishneh Torah in all, not in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Minyan Mitzvahs, the Seder, of all the Mitzvahs Shadinim. For example, I'm going to start, it's one point, but you can even go further back. Reish Mem Beis, Lodim Bedin Shem Echinam. Reish Mem Gimel, Lodim Bedin Noisei Socha. Reish Mem Dal, Lodim Bedin Ashoel. Reish Mem Hei, Lodim Bedin Mechum Memka. Reish Mem Vov, Lodim Bedin Koyfer. Toyein V'Koyfer. Shneema, I'll call Dvar Pesha, okay? Now, he quotes in Reish Lamites, Lodun begana betashlumu misa shnei mekilo. It's all the same thing, correct? It's all in the same place. Reish Lamites. Okay. Now, but he says Lodun begana betashlumu oy bemisa. That's the same. Shnei vichigno im machteres. Comes the Rai with a minyan hakotzer and asks the kashi, which everyone should ask. He says, why is this one mitzvah? Maybe she two or three. Om avrom. V'lom lo yachshavu shtayim v'sholish. Okay. He doesn't say what the two or three are. Okay. So I can imagine that the two is Tashlum Eganav and Aliga from Bob Machteres. He quotes Bob Machteres over here. And maybe Sholish is Mesupik whether Shnayim, Tashlume Kefal, and Tashlume Dalavehe is one or two? I can hear such a thing.
What does Harigaba Mav Machteres mean? Isn't it a heter for the Baal Bais?
I know. We'll see. Just give the Rambam a chance. But L'cheira, it's part, it's the mitzvah. So it could be a heter, but it's a din. The din, this kind of is this din, this kind of is, he says, you know.
Maybe it's Nimkar?
What?
I
thought about that, but I decided against it, okay? Because the Ravid suggesting this on the Minyan HaKotzer, when the Rambam doesn't mention Evid at all in the Minyan HaKotzer, I thought it would be odd that that's what he should be saying. But I entertained that possibility, but I wasn't sure that you should do that, okay? Is that fair? That's what I wrote this, and then I crossed it out, and then I said to myself, this is what you should say. But maybe I'm wrong, okay? I had such a hobby. Okay? So you could say that since Tficho Mechira is a hemshech of the Maisa Geneva, with the Gmol Vakama, Samazayin Oibes, Samachesam of Aleph, Nishtarish Bechet, Oshona Bechet, so it's all one mechayis. The question is, you look at it like this, you look at it like that, it's a different tashlum, whatever you want. Well, the Gemara Mitzia, my time of tashlumi abo v'chamisha omer achmona, or tashlumi shalosh v'abo, it's built on it, it's a hemshich of it, whatever you want. This is not do Kovna of Yerit, because this is, Kovna of Yerit is the same Aveira. Here it's a hemshich. The question is, the same Aveira, is it a hem? So I can imagine it should be one mitzvah, two mitzvah, whatever it is. That's the life it is. And then there's another problem. Because there are two separate parashas over here. The Torah has a parasha of Dalet V'Hei, and then it has a parasha of Bov Machteres with Mechira of Eved and ending up with Kefil. Here it is. Chof Aleph Lamed Zayin Ki Yignov Ish in Shmos Sho Oiseh Utvoch O'Mechoroi Chamisha Bokhu Yishalom Tachas Asho Ve'albo Botzoin Tachas Aseh. Then there's another parasha in Chof Beis Aleph through Gimel Im Machteres Yimotze Aganov V'hukav V'meis Ein Lo Domim Im Zoch HaShemesh Olov Domim Loi Shalom Yishalim Ein Im Ein Loi V'nimit El Gzevon Himotze Yimotze Agnei B'yodoi Hagenei V'chulei Shachayim Shayim Shnayim Yishalim. Okay? Two separate parashas. So the two separate parashas, you know, why should it be, you know, is it, how do you look at it? Should it be one mitzvah, that, what, why did the Torah split it? Okay. So, for some reason, the Rambam, once he decided that the mitzvah is the din haganav, so it means all the different eifanim, and it's the din haganav. But I'm not sure why you should do this or how you should do this. And that's what he's doing. It's an amazing thing. Okay. Now I want to suggest to you that
that's what I meant. That's what I meant in the beginning when he said Kefil. Kefil's loved after.
I don't know. That's the question, because it could be Kefil that she is there. That's the question. But but here, it's not anyway. There's certainly Chazor, because here it's not Pateris the Einish, because he's doing what the din. Okay. It's not, you see, here he says it's din oinish, and here is the din geneva, you know, and the mechira keever, I don't know if that's an oinish. Okay, it's all one thing. Now, I think the Rambam over here in Mishneh Torah has made an about face. So the mitzvah in the the mitzvah in the Shroshim is din tashlum megineva, right? The mitzvah in minyan mitzvahs is din hadin shel aganav, din aganav, right? And that's how he puts it together with all these things. You can even go further. You can look back in the Reish Lamed Zayin, you can go further back. Reish Lamed Zayin is Lord the Mediski Behema. Reish Lamed Ches, Lord the Mediski Abo. Reish Lamed Tes, Lord the Begana Betashlumen. Over Mis, it's all the same thing. And he doesn't put it together with the Oinshim. Reish Chof Dalet, Lahakos Rishoyim. Reish Chof Hei, Lahagos Roitze. Reitzeach, Beshkogo, Reish Chavov, Liyoiz Bezden Hogi, Besayiv, Reish Chav Zayin, Liyoiz Bezden Hogi, Bechenek, Reish Chav Ches, Liyoiz Bezden Sofen, Liyoiz Bezden Soiklin, and Reish Lam, and it's Litloi. So, Lachayra, it's not Noinish, the Din Aganev, and it's Chazor. And it could be that if you say that it's the din oinshe gneva, so then certainly you should count it as two or three, because the bob machteris, we don't know that it's an oinish, we don't know what it is, and the oinshe, he has the oinshe gneva is an oinshe momen, so it's nothing to do with anything, correct? So it has to be two, but once you say that it's not the din oinshe aganav, but it's din aganav, maybe it's all one, and maybe that's what the Rambam is chayze to answer the Raivitz kasha. Question is, what happens in Mishneh Torah? Because in Mishneh Torah, he goes like this. In Per Gimel Ocha Yiralev, Din Aganev, L'shalem Akerem V'Kefal, O Tashuv Abba, O'chamishim L'talten Shaloi, Im L'Limsu, Loi M'talten, Bezni Ol N'chosav, V'goyim L'Lam N'ay Yofim N'chosav, V'chulei, Shrema, Meitus Odei, Meitus Kav, V'im Eilu Kakol, M'talten, Bezni Moichun Oisai, Dom L'Nizak, Shrema, V'im Eilu M'nibikun Oisai. So he quotes basically, I would assume that all this is in the plot there amidst what he calls Dinaganev. Now, you have to keep in mind, and this is the important thing, this is important, you see. The Rambam has parted from his approach in the Minyan to count mitzvahs which are similar groups together. And that's the way he groups them, or whatever, whichever way he groups, maybe changes the mind about how to group it, or whatever it is. In Mishneh Torah, in the Pratiya Mitzvahs, what he is uses, in there, you see, in Minyan Mitzvahs, there's Mitzvah Seh, Mitzvah Leis Seh. It's not one conglomerate. In the Pratiya Mitzvahs, even though you look in the Akdomi, you had in mind to do the Mitzvah Seh, separately Leis Seh, look the way he says he's going to do the Pratiya Mitzvahs. In the beginning of Halachas, here he's changed and he puts it in conceptual order. And he uses the conceptual order in order to write the Halachas. And the Halachas go according to the way he sets up the mitzvahs. Okay. So now, once you have that premise, look at the Rambam here in the Pratiya Mitzvah of Ganav. Aleph, Sholignoi Momot. Beis din aganav. Gimel le tzadik hamoznayim imishkolis. Dalet shlo yase o ovel b'midos u'mishkolis. Hey shlo yodam even ve'even eifo ve'eifo af api she'ena lokeach v'noisim bohem. Vov shlo yase gvul zayin shlo lignov nefashis. So I ask you a question. If Boba Machteres is in the Din HaGanev, where should the Rambam put it? In the Seder? I would tell you, before he talks about Letzadik HaMoznayim or Eser Mishkolis, okay? The Rambam puts Boba Machteres at the end of Hilchos Geneva after the Din of Gedim Nefashos. So this is amazing observation. How did this happen? He clearly is telling you that it's not so. Not the way I say in Sefer Mitzvahs.
It's a separate thing.
The question is, what is it? It like fell in the middle of nowhere, because after all the mitzvahs. So, what is it? So, and why shouldn't it be a separate mitzvah? Ashrana. You're back to the Reibitz Kasha. This is a hero on the Torah to do to Bob Machteres. Let's see. Here goes. Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Geneva, of the Voitzeh Hashemuz Nefesh. Excuse me, sorry. Perek Test of Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Aleph and Zion. Kol Gedim Nefesh Yisrael, Oiva Beloi Sas, Hashem Eloi Yisignoi. Okay, same. Then Rabbi Isai, he says like this: Abba Machteres, baby, I'm being belayla in my domain. Elim hogoy balabais or shaw od the ptuin, or shushes on the hogo, baby Shabbos, and behold, and Shabbos, homishi hom nomis, a shnem in the domain. Okay? So it's clear that he's done something over here. Now he does something major, which is complete confusion. Perek tes halacha tes. V'nimsa ze hanichnas lebeis chaveroi lignoi kiroi deif acha chavero lohogoi olofikri horeg. So I would have said that maybe the Ram is saying that he's a Porsche de Roidev. But that's not true. Because had it been a Porsche de Roidev, the Ram should put it in Perek Aleph, of Hichus Leseich Hashemus and Nefesh. Halachavah, Futes, Avaloidev, Achaveil, Ogoi, Filo Akotten, Harikho Yisrael. And it's also there, there's a mitzvah say and a mitzvah lois say. Loisachus. And the katzis is kapo. In here, he just says a heter. That's what the Rambam is medaptic. He says, kiroide. Okay.
So what
does that mean? And he, well, let's see. One second. He says, and he puts in Hilchas Geneva. It's not loide. It's only kiroide. So first of all, I would tell you that it's not a Torah Kosvo, since the Torah puts it in one parasha with Kefil and Mechil Le'eved, L'chira, it's not the Torah wants to say the Torah's Osad Bo, and the approach of Shrana would not be applicable. That's what I would suggest, okay? Then I want to say something, maybe I'm crazy. The Heter Hariga in the Bob Machteres is not Mufuish Bekor. It's only Michlau. Because the Teres is Ein Loi Domin. It means if you kill him, you're not Chayiv. But it doesn't say that Michlau Shemut Lohogoy. It's not like Haforis Nedorim where it's Mufuish Bekor. Okay? So, the Rambam wants to say that it's not part of the Din Geneva, okay? It's only a separate heter, and it's taken no in all the Din Geneva. It's taken Yechiv, Machayev, Bezin, Machayev, Yun, the Tzavino, Bezin, Machayev, take the Choy Mishin, the Kefil, the Dalav, the Hey, Limkor, Ke'eved. Over here, it's a heter, but it's a heter of Geneva. So the Rambam says, I put it over there. It's an amazing thing, and that's the Rambam says, Kiroide. The complete about face for what he's done in Sefer HaMitzvos, and we have no clue, again, what the Rambam did in the Shrushim, with how many mitzvahs did he imagine in Tashlumei Tosefes Chumash in Gzeila, and how many mitzvahs did he imagine in the Tashlumei Kefil. Rabbi Yisrael Metz Hashem will pick up next week.